Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. Alarming new figures have revealed demand for domestic violence support from Legal Aid New South Wales has surged. Calls to its hotline have jumped by more than a third in the last 2 years, while advice provided by lawyers in court has grown by 61%. Spokesperson Alex Colquhoun says it shows just how vital the service is.
Our domestic violence unit is made up of lawyers, caseworkers, social workers, financial counsellors, and mental health workers who can provide wraparound services. So from our perspective, it's really important that funding for these services continues.
It comes after yet another devastating DV-related murder down in the Central West that claimed a young mother's life. It's not just getting harder to find a place to rent on the Mid-North Coast, it's also getting more expensive. According to PropTrack, typical weekly rent has jumped over 4% in the past year to $500. Different story in the Coffs Grafton area, where prices have barely budged in 12 months, sitting at $550. Preparations are in full swing for Anzac Day dawn services across the Mid-North Coast tomorrow. Showers are on the forecast, though, so best to take the brolly. Port Macquarie RSL sub-branch president Jason Gill is still hoping for a good turnout.
We normally get a couple of thousand to the dawn service, and we've been getting about 6,000 to 7,000 at the main commemorative service, which has been fantastic.
And a reminder, double demerits are now in force until Sunday night. More than 250 motocross riders are hitting the track at the Hastings Valley Motorcycle Club this weekend for the second round of state titles. Many may not realise the club at Wauchope has been operating for over 50 years now. Shiv Ranjit from Motorcycling New South Wales says it has an important place in the sport.
Wauchope obviously is a really good and important hub for us in terms of motocross and also just in terms of producing some really good top quality riders.